If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make sense.
So yeah, today, as you may or may not know, the entire team is very passionate about soccer and also passionate about the development of women's soccer. And I mean, a debate that we've been having for a few more years, because I'm sure you may have noticed how the Europeans have embraced women's football.
Yep.
You can go to Spain, you can go to England, you can go to most European countries. They are actually 15 years ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Not only by, and I'm not only talking about domestic football. In I'm also talking about world football, whereby if we go to a competition and play the World Cup, we'll go there praying that at least let's make it to the knockout stages.
Yeah.
And let's avoid
USA. It might not even happen. Yeah.
Let's avoid USA, let's avoid England, let's avoid any European country, because the level of football that they are playing overseas compared to what is happening in our own country. At that time, we're looking for results again from Banyana Banyana.
Yeah,
we want them to do amazingly well. Mm. But the question is, what is really happening when it comes to our league and all those things?
Yeah,
development, I think, is the big thing. Because even when I look at this topic, I was like, actually, if I'm a parent and my daughter loves soccer and they want to play soccer, Where do they even go?
Mm. Mm. And we also have to compliment Banyana Banyana, what they've achieved.
Sure.
You know, also compliment Mamelodi Sundowns, the team, for winning the Champions League.
Yep.
You know, when there's not much competition, you know, on the domestic league. And we've got the resources.
Yeah, before we bring in Angel, you know, when I go to Lamasoka tournament when I am over the weekend, you'll see girls playing with boys, maybe a team of boys.
Mm.
We have one or two girls in their team
that are participating.
You know why?
Yes.
Because there is no girls team around. So this one girl that's really passionate about playing football
must play with the boys.
So they might as well play under 14, under 16.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why we brought Marco Malo here. Shem, she's going to invoice
double.
Yeah, I was going to invoice a double.
Good luck, babe.
Yeah, no. I wanted to find out from Anyanda Nat, Uguti, how much. How much must I charge you? Okay, so we're going to speak to Coach Ntabeleng Dunga Modiko, Banyana Banyana legend, as well as UJ Women's Coach, on the growth of women's football. Mamelodi Sundowns, TS Galaxy, Royal AMs, these are some of the PSL teams that already have women's side making moves in South Africa football. But when you look at the rest of the league, many clubs actually have not taken the step. In actual fact, the likes of Kaizer Chiefs only did so when they started qualifying for CAF, because one of the requirements for CAF is that they do have a women's section under their development. Only when they qualified, then they decided that we're going to partner with certain people so that we will be able to tick all the boxes.
Meet that criteria.
I was going to coach doing it because I have so many questions.
Let's bring her in. Coach, how are you?
I'm well, Susan. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, because we have so many questions, and I feel like probably the next 10 minutes that we have with you will not be enough to answer all the questions. Do you think that South Africa needs more women's teams in the PSL, and how and why would that be important for development?
Yeah, I believe so. I think, you know, you guys have already alluded to it by speaking of the, you know, the European influence. You look at Real Madrid, think of the current world champions in women's football, Spain. They are the champions in the under-20s, in the women's side, also even in the under-17s. It's only the influence of, you know, those teams, Real Madrid as well as Barcelona. So you look even in England as well, your Manchester City, your Arsenal, you know, they've also taken some of these women's teams under their banners so that they can be able to further develop them. But unfortunately, maybe, I would say unfortunately for us here in our country, you know, you mentioned Kaizer Chiefs only taking on a women's development team because of a requirement that is put on them by itself. So there's a lot that is needed, but I think a lot of people are not seeing the benefit of what it will do in years to come. Many of us, we played like what Skunda is saying, you know, we started off playing with the boys in a boys team. You probably are the only girl, and then get to develop, get to play, because there isn't really any girls teams that are. By the time Ohola Ufisha, maybe towards your teen years, then you kind of like have advanced knowledge and advanced you know, idea about the game better than other girls, because people never to start with Apala later on in their life. So that also would help in terms of getting as many of, you know, outgoing players that can now become coaches instead of them just sitting idle, you know, with the talent and the experience that they possess.
Chris, let me ask you, is there an actual pushback or maybe a lack of willingness from these big teams, PSL itself, to try and actually develop women football? Because you've mentioned so many clubs from England. We've spoken about the criteria, CAF. I would like to assume that the PSL is hoping as many teams in the PSL will also be able to play in those spaces. But why have we not seen great development or initiatives from even that body?
Yeah, so much. I think, you know, I need to mention the legendary teams that are no longer available right now. The Bloemfontein Celtics, I was player for them, and we see where they ended up. They were one of those pioneers, you know, that actually took on the development of women's games. And also even Morocco as well, at Jenniston Stadium, you know, for many, many years, the ladies used to train there. They were also a force. And this is before even Mamelodi Sundowns took upon, you know, the plan of taking on development of women. And I think a lot of teams, a lot of people in the offices, in the teams, in the PSL, they continuously talk about the ROI, return on investment. They don't really see that there will be investment that is coming, you know, towards their way.
Yeah.
You know, you're not only talking financial investment, but you're also talking about a livelihood and also a change of life for most of the young girls. You know, they can also now be able to live a life that is worth living. They following their passion, they are also doing something that they enjoy, just like the guys. You know, every corner, every street corner, anywhere, Kokasi, there's boys that are playing. But you hardly ever see that with girls. And that's something that us as coaches, we are trying by all means to try and actually plug in the seed where we can be able to say, Mama, Papa, because how much stop and say, hi, it's too rough, it's not ladylike. We'll teach them even life skills, because at sport, you are taught discipline, you are taught how to actually live within the community. But I don't think a lot of people, you know, are able to spot that.
Coach, a lot of people will point to the fact that Women's World Cup wasn't held until 1991, which means we've got like 61 years of playing catch up as far as the World Cup, which is the biggest stage of football there is. How then do we go about, especially in this country, you know, identifying and recruiting talent for these players that we expect so much from to represent the country as Banyana Banyana?
The World Cup started playing in 1991. Banyana Banyana was brought in 1992. So we are not really too far back. It's just, you know, and even so far, Coach Desri and all the scouts, the national team, they are able to find talent from the leagues that we have. We are thankful to, you know, companies like Sasol that have just been their pioneers, and also the, you know, the crutch. From the start, they've just been there. Before there was Sanlam, before there was Absa League. And now we are looking at Hollywood Bet, which is the national league that is also able to, you know, showcase talent their banana whenever they are playing. We see them on TV. We've got a lot of those players that are actually being identified into the national structures. There's also players that have left from our shores to go overseas from the same leagues. But there seems to be something that's lacking, which is marketing.
Yep.
You know, word of mouth from people. And also, Saturday leagues, you know, without saying, you know, where's the under-8 girls and 9 girls that are just playing, so that we can start that foundation. Even at schools, we are lacking, you know, to see the school sport being refined again, where we can play every Wednesday. Right, see the thing with Kayona, where every Wednesday, there is a school will say, this is that other school, and we've got champions, you know, that we are building, that will also be able to take the sport a little bit further.
Yeah, and also at the same time, I'm thinking of America, which is not known really for soccer, but how they managed to build a strong female squad by parents just taking their daughters to play soccer on weekends. You know, that's how it started.
In actual fact, the MSL, the women's side of football in America is much stronger than the men's side. Only in the recent years, with them bringing in big names into the men's side, did it become as big.
And also, we have no excuse. I think as South Africa, we've got the resources. You know, we've got the resources. And I think if we encourage girls to start playing soccer, then you also avoid, you know, saying, no, girls are irresponsible. Mm. All they do is party. Mm. All they do is drink. And I think we should actually push, you know, to have more girls playing soccer and being introduced to soccer. But also, as a parent, if your daughter loves soccer, then you're going to be frustrated as to, if she's talented, how far is she going to go? I'm done.
Yeah, and maybe that's the question, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
Coach, where do they go? If a parent is listening to this right now and they're like, you know what? Actually, my daughter loves soccer. Mm. Where do they even go to see, to participate, to be part of the soccer that is happening right now, as much as it's little?
I can tell us, Komotsofofi, that communities are buzzing with women's football. Anywhere, really, there is a team that is playing. I'm going to speak about Johannesburg. Yes, I'm a head coach for University of Johannesburg. Mm. And within our structure, we've got all the other age ranges, even going as far as under 15s. So if you've got a 10-year-old that you want to, you know, see playing, bring them to Soweto campus or any of our campuses, Auckland Park. Even in the East Rand, there is JVW, they've got a school. Okay. Taking care of the primary schools as well as the high schoolers, you know, in their roster. I can speak of Pretoria. We talk of TUT, we talk of University of Pretoria. These are just universities that are able to have the resources in terms of facilities, in terms of playing structures that are able to, you know, pile out all these players and playing facilities that girls can be able to play in. So it's just about, you know, word of mouth. We are there, we are existing. Every Saturday, every Sunday, Wednesday mornings, you know, you'll see that there's coaching that is taking place for these young girls. There's just not playing spaces because, like Lecho, the girls are not there in many numbers that we need them to be. So it ends up looking like this thing can be a thing. You know, as Cotton Man, there's so much in terms of resources. Just last week we had the minister talking about the bonuses and the bonus structures. Resources are there. It's just that
Thank you very much, Coach Tunga.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much. Because I think, you know, as a parent, like I was saying, as a parent, you'd be frustrated. And I'm not just talking about finding a place where people play.
Yeah.
It's progression.
Progression.
Your daughter wants to be a professional soccer player.
And I'm really disappointed in a way that big teams that we expect to have a female side, they don't have.
The resources only are there.
Only now because...
They are being forced.
And it's not like they have a team.
Yes.
They have adopted a team to say, I see over the study, it's not fair.
It's still a by the way.
Favor.
We want to see as many girls as possible given the opportunity to play soccer. And you can also credit, you know, South African women under these difficult conditions, ne? Some of them are playing in Europe, which I find amazing. And like I was saying, you can look throughout the continent. I think Morocco is actually one of the leading countries on the continent as far as women's soccer is concerned. But I think as a country, we can do better.
We should be doing better. Well, I'm looking at the league, the Hollywood Bet League has 16 teams. Mm. Remember the Sundowns, Chase, Galaxy, and then...
Yeah.
I'm trying to look for a PSL team. I'm not discrediting the teams that are in this league.
Yeah.
But you have your likes of JVWFC, University of Port Harre. Like there's Royal AM,
which is doesn't Devon. Exist anymore.
Yeah, and there's Royal AM, then there's Devon Ladies, but there's no.
Upper Masowetan.
There's no Soweten.
Yeah, Kaiser Chiefs.
And then you go
Orlando
play
Pirates.
and Banyana first 11 about 10 go play Sundowns so we play the one right two where TS Galaxy especially as Buzuguti, what are we saying? What are we doing?
Nah, they must
and
do better.
How many ladies go to the stadium to support
Yo,
these teams?
Dude.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
Ladies go there to support these teams, every day to say, viva to our team. But their team doesn't have a ladies team.
They are not represented.
They are not even, I don't think they are even interested. That's another thing.
Yeah.
They don't come across as, we are interested in women's
developing women's football.
The football. No, they don't. Because if they did, I mean, can
guys, we've got the resources. We've got the resources. You've heard the numbers of South Africans who are gambling. These betting companies are making millions, if not billions.
We've got sponsorship that can go sponsor these leagues. Like, we have got First for Women. We've got an insurance company called First for Women.
Yeah, but it's like what you were saying. We've got all the resources, but we don't have the willingness to do it. So it's even if you have lots of money in the bank account, if you don't want to buy, the money just stays in the bank account.
Mm.
And Coach Dunga spoke about, a lot of these big teams speak about return on investment. They don't see women football as being lucrative.
Guys, with time, it will be. The PSL,
it will be.
When we started playing soccer, it was not lucrative.
Yes.
40 years ago, players were not making money. Players were had full-time jobs. Players at full time were part time soccer players. 40 years later,
the Sundowns ladies has won the Champions League. That should be lucrative. Shout out to Mamelodi Sundowns.
Shout out to Mamelodi Sundowns.
And a huge shout out to TS Galaxy.
Yeah, I know. A shout out to him.
At the end of the day, we need to understand one thing. Having a yes, we might force teams to have, or teams might be required to have this female or woman's team. We need to understand what sponsors and everything that is supposed to be there, and be considerate the fact that they are running costs to these things. Which team is going to continue having a team that is, to them, it's just bleeding money? How are we expecting teams to do that? How do even the PSL, there are teams that at the end of the day, if the running costs are too much for them, and they struggle. We're still struggling with the PSA.
Hi, team. Yes, it so happened that iclip lega ega coach Dunga meidlala benginomshana wami la on ohleli la simamela and maye bekafuna ukwazi ukuthi manje ke nalapha yane UJ Saturdays what time exen because ufuna ukuthi siye lapho nje this coming Saturday.
Yazi nje nomntana manje umntana wami she's 13 this year, so just 10-13. Oh, uleso miyathanda ibhola guys, umntana miyathanda ibhola. She plays soccer, she loves Liverpool, she loves Kaizer Chiefs all the time. We are baleka no baleka school. So now, FATA is ready in down, in down, in because I've been wanting to ask Kuba. Dingamsa, pilum danalo. This is trend, man. Palm Ridge. So if maybe there's something closer, please advise Buffett. Thank you.
Guys, where there's a will, there's a way.
Definitely.
Don't tell us about these clubs are bleeding money. As a caller, as a man, don't you want to prioritize the goals of your daughter? For your daughter to stay away from the streets and play soccer. It sounds as if you are trying to defend these teams and saying they don't have enough money. And you know what? These girls are not saying we want a salary. We just want to be a part of a team. You know, a 14-year-old will say, I play for Kaizer Chiefs. A 13-year-old will say, I play for Orlando Pirates.
Let me tell you something. If one of these teams, the big teams, will say on Friday, they've got trials for the ladies. I promise you.
Absolutely.
They would have way more than 10,000 girls coming through for those trials. That means there is interest out there. And can you remember back in the day where you'll have cutting razors before the big games?
Yeah.
Why don't you go and say with the female teams? Because
they
can have cutting razors, Orlando Pirates playing against ETS Galaxy just before the big match that is happening.
Yeah, because normally, I know as a teenager as well, I used to go to Orlando Stadium when Pirates were playing against Kaizer Chiefs. I used to play for a local team in Pimville and would play around midday. And it would be so exciting. By midday, it's a full house.
Yeah.
You get so much exposure.
Because this girls come from families backgrounds. So when they say, I'm cutting razor.
The numbers will go up.
The numbers will go up.
Guys, let's not come up with excuses and say
excuses,
teams
guys.
Will bleed money.
Make sense.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.